Kelim, Perichov Zay Mishneches. This Mishnah is a Hemshech, you see, from the word V'chein. So we have to give a Hagdama that's Neger, the same dinim of something being a Tumah Chamura and having a Maga to that Tumah Chamura, which only makes it into a Tumah Kala. Except the subject over here is not Maga Medris, but it's Maga Tomei Meis. Tomei Meis, of course, is an Avi Avoy Satumah. There's also a halacha that very many things that touch it, if you have the halacha of Cher V'Arein Kecholo, with the Machlokes Lushem that we've said many times, the Rambam, the Rav Nemzon this way in the beginning of the Holos, and other Rishonim hold that B'chol HaKelim, Chutz Mikli Cheres, also Begodim have a din of Cher V'Arein Kecholo, and anything that touches becomes a Avi Avoy Satumah, becomes an original Tomei Meis, it becomes an original like a Meis. According to Rashi and Psochim and other Rishonim, this is the way the Rashi and Ahalos Paskins, it's only by Kli Mateches, Kepashtus Loshna Posuk. So the Mishnah says like this, oh, let's be Magdim also, if something is touches an Avi Avoy Satumah, or it touches a Kli, which has a din of Chever and Kechol, so it becomes an Avatumah. Something that touches the Avatumah will become a Rishon L'Tumah. So first of all, it's a different darga, and the Rishon L'Tumah can't be metame odom kelim, aleph. Second of all, is that something which is an avatumah, alts tumas meis, has a din of tumas shiva. The Torah says, umazol of mechatos, and needs hazor, yimei shlishi, yimei revi. Masha'en kein, something which is only maga to a maga meis, which is only Rishon L'Tumah, even though the original source all came from the meis, but it only has a din of coming into contact with any avatumah, it's like touching a sheretz. So Mela has din of tumah serev, doesn't have the din of tumah shiva, it's a different din. Doesn't need hazos mechatos, it needs tefillah b'mikvah. V'chein, the Mishnah says, beged she'orak boi sholosh al sholosh, it has the requisite shir, v'nitma tmei meis, and it was nitma tomei meis, v'hishlum alovas kol ha-beged, then the rest of the beged was sewn onto it, v'achakach notol chutechot mitchilosoi, one piece was taken, so the original beged, which was nitma tomei meis, no longer is here. So, tohar mitomei meis, aval tomei magat mei meis, it has the tumakal, even though the tumakamura was already poka. Now, how a beged was tomei avhatuma is if you hold that every kli, including begotten, the shita, the Rambam, is cher v'arein kecholo, so it didn't touch the mess itself. It had to touch something that touched the mess itself. According to the other Rishonim, even if it touched something that touched the mess itself, would become Rishon L'Tumah. So well, it has to be that it touched the mess itself. That would make it into an avatumah. There's no cher v'arein kecholo al shar, al beged, and shar kelo. I'll be told in that machlokes Rishonim. In any case, the Gedor Mamamish is the same as the previous Mishnah. The same thing will be true. The Mishnah says, not al chutecho mitchilosoi, before the addition to the sholosh or sholosh was sown, v'achar kachishlum alav is kol habega, then you sowed more, tohor, it's tohor, because it never became tumas maga, ne'sha'amru, sholosh al sholosh nismayit, less than 3x3 its boys, is tohor, because now it's not roi lekabal shum tumah. Avol, shloisha, like we pointed out, this means tvokin. Shenismayit, that became tome and was nismayit. But it still has the shear, sholosh, al sholosh, that's boys. So it still has the shear of a beged, but it doesn't have the shear of medris. Afal, pisha, tor, mi medris, tome b'chol ha-tumah. So the Mishnah really is saying over the Chiddush that even though the tumah chamura is still there, the tumah kala could be chal on it, be yachas to when the tumah chamura would be poka, that the tumah kala is still there. That's the chiddush, like we said, of these few mishnayos. Mishnah test. Sodin, something that's used, a blanket, that's used for shchivo. Shu tome medris vasoi viloin. Tome medris, now you made it into a curtain. You will miyachid it to be hung up on a window, on a doorway. Tor min medris, because now it's not miyud l'shchiva anymore. Avotome maga medris. The chalokim of it were no guzeh bozeh. So each part of it touched something that was medris. So each one is tumas maga medris. The same chiddush as Yisoy. Now this is the shita that we've been going with for the last three mishnayos. And we pointed out three mishnayos ago that in actuality this is machlokes. This is the shita of the Tanakhama. Om Rabbi Yossi. V'chibeiz medris noga. Zeh, which medrash did this touch? And what do you mean, say? What do you mean it didn't touch? All the chalakim of the beged, every thread touches the next beged. His taina is, explained Chazal, explains the Gemara, that he means that it's a magabe sastorim. The touching of pieces of fabric touching each other, minei ube, in the fabric itself, is not touch. It's not outside, outward touch between two things. Ella, if you want to talk about maga to medris, it has to be noga boy hazov. Tomei be magazov. Vizov touched it, now that's hanging up. Not really lishkibin. So now it becomes magazov. But it was not maga medris when it was sewn together. He's not masking to that din. Just be mitzayin, this whole idea of something becoming tummy from itself, the tumah kalo, from welcome that's already tummy, the tumah chamura. There is a sugya in Menachos, daf chov dalid, that talks about a concept called sova mitumah. If something is tummy already, it can't be mekabel the identical tumah or another tumah because it's already tummy. And l'chera, that should overlap and that should be soisa what we're saying. And what the Mefarshim explain is, that's only when it becomes tummy from something outside of itself. When it becomes tummy minei ubei, that itself is not considered another Siba HaMetamas, it's considered in itself a Siba HaMetamas. What Achrenim point out is that this din sova is not a klal, that something that's tummy can't become. It's not a din of double jeopardy that it can't become tummy if it's tummy already. It's not a enis achal alisa in Tumah V'Taira. What it is that something that's tome, there's no maga tome. Maga tumah means something that's tohor is coming into contact with something that's tome. That's only when something is touching something from without. If it's touching something minei ubei, in and of itself there's a maga, then you don't need a negia in a dove tome. It is touching. So Mele, you don't have the problem of sovalei tumah. This is a concept, but we're not fully developing this idea. It's a sugya, like we said, in Menachos Daf Chof Dalid, and it's also in Chulun Daf Ayin Beis. Eger over here is mitzayin it, and the Rishash also over here on these Mishnayos. Another mahalach, which is more enes achalalizadik, is that enachanami, tumah can't be chal on another tumah, but over here it's chol b'basachas. The medrash comes together with the definition of each stitch in the beged touching the other beged. So it's b'basacha, similar it's chal. Same way by nischal lisa. If something becomes nevela and bas b'cholav, let's say, simultaneously, so then both isum are chal. So we also both isum can be chal. Kiva Eger's mitzayin this, and it's based on Yediyah, Rashi, in the Sugya Menachos, the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Kelim.